Sophie, your favorite customer is here.
Everly snaps a towel on my ass and grins at me.
Everly, shut up. He'll hear you.
Fuck, I'm already blushing. Luke, he comes into the coffee shop every Tuesday morning. It's the highlight of my morning shift at Grind Me, a coffee shop just off campus. I work around my classes at the University of Pennsylvania. The Grind Me location I work at caters mainly to professionals and students living in off-campus apartments. Luke definitely falls into the professional category. I'm not sure what he does, but he strolls into Grind Me in very expensive-looking suits and sharp ties. Nothing like the college boys in athletic pants and graphic print t-shirts. He must be 10, 15 years older than me. It doesn't matter. He's beautiful, and I have a bit of a thing for him, which is bad because I have a boyfriend, an age-appropriate boyfriend. But it's just a harmless crush, right? But Luke, he makes my panties wet just ordering coffee. He's tall, over 6 feet by my estimate. Thick, dark hair, brown eyes, and eyelashes any girl would kill for. He's wearing a dark gray suit today with a plum-colored tie. Fucking swoon. His hands, I'm a little obsessed with them. Long fingers ending in short, impeccably clean nails. They just look capable. I have a lot of fantasies involving his hands and my body. He's gotta know what he's doing with those hands. I bet he could get me off in minutes. Those perfect fingers would know just where to curve while his thumb pressed down on my clit. He could probably make me come one-handed while he finished a phone call on his cell with the other. I have a lot of fantasies about Luke, based on nothing more than pouring him a cup of coffee every Tuesday and ringing him up. Always cash. I have no idea what his last name is. I wouldn't even know his first name if I hadn't listened in to one of his calls while he pulled a 20 from his wallet.
It's Luke. Tell Dr. Callum it's urgent. I'll hold.
Unfortunately, I don't think my fantasies are returned. I don't think he'd even know my name if it wasn't stamped in bold on a pin stuck to the front of my apron.
Sophie?
He always addresses me by name. Good morning, Sophie. I'll have the dark roast, Sophie. I think you have a bit of whipped cream on your nose, Sophie. That stuff splatters, okay?
Sophie?
Oh, shit. Has he been talking to me while I fantasized? Sorry, daydreaming. He smirks at me. Bastard. Large dark roast?
Please.
He slides a $5 bill across the counter.
Have a great day, Sophie.
He smiles again as he turns and strolls out of the shop. I watch him, free to eye-fuck him without being caught. The door jingles shut behind him, but I keep watching until he's out of sight. Woo, that was hot. Everly fans herself with a takeout bag. Sexual tension? Is it warm in here? Stop it. She loves teasing me. We go through this every week. He must hear her snickering in the background, and she ensures I'm the one who waits on him every time. If she's at the counter when he arrives, she immediately finds something else to do so she can step back and watch me ogle him. It's embarrassingly obvious. Enough of the mysterious hottie. Are you going to put out and fuck Mike or not? You've made him wait like a month? That's a long time in horny college boy time. Plus, you're the oldest virgin on campus, not even our campus, all the campuses. It's not my fault I dated a gay guy for 2 years. I tuck a strand of hair behind my ear and cross my arms across my chest. I'm a little defensive about this. Hello? Earth to delusional. You didn't find it odd you were dating a 20-year-old guy who never tried to stick his dick in you? Everly dumps beans into the industrial-sized grinder and raises a skeptical eyebrow in my direction. I hand her a stack of 1-pound grind-me bags labeled for individual sale and lean against the opposite counter. I thought he respected me, not that he was afraid of vaginas. I tell her, kicking the rubber mat on the floor over an inch. He let me suck him off. I add this in, hoping it's a valid point in my defense. Everly snorts. Yeah, with the lights off.